Good afternoon, Muskegon.
Good afternoon.
This is Tony Williams.
And Chauncey Williams with What Do I Do Now, your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.
All right, brother. Chauncey, we got to get caught up on some things here.
What is it? We got football. We got hoops.
Yeah, football, hoops. You know,
the crying Jordan.
The crying.
Oh, University of Michigan. They got it. I told you. I said that Jordan, that jump man, ain't gonna come back on them, haunt them.
What happened? Come on, talk to
them. They ain't win nothing this year.
Oh, I see what you said. Yeah, they just. Okay.
That's the only trophy they got is a jump man on their jersey.
Yeah, but you know what? I also heard about they can't keep them on the shelf.
No.
They say everybody wants that jump man gear, man.
That's right.
Christmas is coming. But yeah, they got snake bit, man. That was a strange situation. You know, Big Ten championship, got Penn State and Wisconsin playing, but yet Ohio State number two and Michigan sitting at number five.
That's right. And Penn State, why you think they didn't let them get it? Because of the paternal situation?
I don't know, man. I didn't watch the game because I was just a little bit disappointed in the whole process.
Man, they got snubbed. Got
boycotted.
They got snubbed. And then Western Michigan, they got Wisconsin in the bowl.
They got Wisconsin. All right. Listen to me now.
Okay, what you got to tell me? I know you're not a weatherman.
Western Michigan going to beat Wisconsin. You heard it here first. Okay, tell you why.
Oh, please.
Wisconsin just felt like they don't have really anything to play for, where Western Michigan is like, you know what? This is going to take us to that next level. And the level of intensity is going to be different for each one of those football teams. And Western Michigan will take them out.
You think them boys ready
you
for that?
You heard it here first. Yes, sir. Going to a whole different level, baby.
If they beat them, the Big Ten fell off.
Well, I think we don't give the MAC
the credit
that they deserve.
Well, it's time to make their name.
They got some D1 players. I mean, they got NFL players.
They got some guys that could have went to other programs.
Okay.
That Michigan State missed out on. Michigan missed out on.
Yep.
Some big programs missed out on some guys, and they went going to Western. My man rode the boat and got him there, and he's doing a great job as a coach. He's only been there 3 years, right?
Yeah, PJ.
He developed a program.
Years.
Young guy. And he's in place. I got a lot of respect for him. But I'm like, when I think about the Cheeseheads,
okay,
the Headhunters, that's Wisconsin.
Okay.
So, and they play smash football.
Oh, yeah, they play tough football. They come, they're going to overlook this team.
Yep.
They're going to come in there, man, and not be ready mentally. And Western Michigan going to take it to them. All right? That's my New Year's Day prediction of the Cotton Bowl. So then we have to. I'm just feeling, just getting over the high school football.
Yeah, I know that's
big
boys.
Yep. I just
individual awards though. We cleaned up pretty good in those.
Yeah, we did.
Team selections and all state teams and all that. Our boys look good. Muskegon look good in this area.
So my belief is that they'll bounce back and we'll go down and we'll get three in a row. Kind of break this jinx of losing in the final game. But sometimes when you're good, you got to be lucky. And luck was not on our side that day.
Wasn't.
Okay. But again, we need to take our hats off to the players, coaches, administrators that supported these kids along with the fans. And sometimes, it's a bitter pill, but when you take a step back and you look at it, you got to say it was a successful season. And we just look forward to these kids getting that trophy, getting that championship trophy. Khalil, All-State, just missed on Mr. Football. Just missed. So, but I think we'll have some other kids next year in the runnings for Mr. Football. So, and then now basketball.
Oh, yes,
yeah. Upon us.
Yeah, we done had our first game. We won one, lost one.
Oh.
Last night we got. We got ran up in last night against Grand Rapids Catholic Central. They pretty good team. Like snacked the rim. Had a lid on it for our Lady Red. So
that's
the name of the game. So you got to come out, want to make shots, and be confident. So, but it's always good to have humble pie before you have
it's early.
Christmas dinner.
It's early.
Yeah. So you need an early loss like that by a polished team because it's a team we beat in the summertime twice.
Okay.
So then they already knew that we was going to come play hard,
mm-hmm.
and they was ready. So – they showed us how to get that butt spanked and going to Grand Rapids. So I always enjoy, I don't enjoy butt spankings, but sometimes you need them to make sure you go back to the drawing board and get your game plan together. So I appreciate the butt whooping.
As long as the girls respond and understand that, you know, you got to take every opponent, you know, at their best.
Don't think
that because you beat them twice during the summer, you thought, okay, we're just going to go out here and go through the motions.
Coaching them don't know what they're talking about.
All right.
That's why they're kids. You know how it is.
Oh, yeah.
We already beat them.
Okay.
So you know how that go.
Right.
So then now it's back to the drawing board and get better. And I know Coach Walker got something in store for us to game plan.
Well, good. Man, I wish you girls have a great season, which I'm sure they will.
Yes, sir.
And I think the boys get started on
Friday. Go with us. And then this time of year, they play before us. They play first.
Oh, okay. It's flip-flop every year.
Yeah, so the girls, we prime time now. We after the boys, so we really got to bring it.
Yes, you do.
Because everybody going to stay hang back and watch us.
Okay.
See what the girls' program look like.
I got to see the product.
Yep, so they didn't put a lot of time in. Let's see what happens.
And, you know, I don't think we really had a chance to talk current events before we get into some of our subjects. Current event major is that we got a president-elect.
That's right.
I don't think everybody expected
to win. You're right. And he's making some major financial moves, even at my level. It affected my business to a point where, like, I remember, like, you sent me a message. My brother sent me a message. And the company I work for sent me a message. And I was like, I'm looking at the message. And they're talking about the student loan debt. Yeah. And I was like,
how are we changing student loans?
Yeah. And I was looking. I was like, man, how am I going to be affected? Is it going to affect my business in a positive or negative way or adversely? And I was like, well, what I've seen with talking with my company, it's going to affect us in a positive way because he's taking it from the public sector to the private, and they're able to do more things and even help people with private loans and even lower the cost with the fee that they charge. I think when I talked to my boss, he sent me a message, and he talked to me. He said $58 a month now for clients. So I'm like, that's amazing. I was like, what? I was like, at first he was charging this. He said because of the government wanted you to charge this fee because they was charging it. But he said now it's set up towards business, and then now you can finance people on this $58 a month.
Okay.
So if they don't pay, now it's some repercussions. So once you put them in a program, if they don't pay, now it's some backlash that they'll get. So now they got another negative adversity against their credit report and their student loan if they don't pay to get in the program.
But they're making it affordable.
And that was Trump's thing. And that article you sent me, he talked about it, making it affordable and put it in a position where you can boost the economy with the private sector.
Right.
So that's what he pushed it on. And I got that message, and they said we help with private loans. So I remember last year almost turning 100 people away because they couldn't do because our company was not able to do private loans because it was set up on a government-based program.
Right.
So now it's going to the private sector. We're going to be able to help everybody at a cheaper cost for everyone,
which is a good deal.
Yep, so that's
clean up the books, man. Get some of that debt
off the
books.
Get some of that debt. Get a lower payment for the holidays. I'm just going to drop my website, www.whatdoidonow.biz, and my phone number is 231-683-5342. Just call me, ask me about it. I mean, $58 a month to save thousands of dollars is a blessing. So I got that email from three different people in an hour, Tony. You sent something.
My brother sent something. Man, this is huge.
Yeah, it was huge.
Big time, man.
Yep, because a lot of people going to be forgiving a lot of debt, but you want to make sure you get the best price possible so you don't feel that you've been taken by anyone. So
if you got student loans that you've avoided, neglected, ignored, it is time to clean them up because it is adversely affecting your credit. Give Chauncey a call. Go to his website. Get signed up so you can get your credit back on track.
Yeah, because that income tax, you know that income tax coming next month, and some people trying to get them early refund checks too.
Oh, yeah.
So you already know how that is. If you're not right with your student loan debt, when you file for your taxes this year, they're going to put your Social Security number in and your work number. And when that comes up, they're going to let you know if you owe anything for taxes. And then the number one thing comes up, the number two things that come up, child support, student loan debt.
Okay.
Those two things get red flagged. And then what your tax preparer will do is they say, you need to do something about this. I'm the do something about it with.
Yep.
You get into the program, we'll get you in a program for $58 a month, and you'll be able to get your taxes. So think about that, because a garnishment comes like a body punch like Mike Tyson.
Okay.
A low blow below the belt. Like, oh, they got me. They got me for $8, John. I was like, I told you.
Just like you got a car guy, right, to fix your car. You got a yard guy. Now you need a student loan guy. All right?
John's your
student loan guy. So
it hit you right in the gut.
Make it happen. So you don't have to take that gut punch.
But it's just the way it is. But yeah, we were we were on the, it's the holiday season, isn't it?
Yes, it is, man.
Yes, eggnog.
Eggnog and all the other goodies that go along with it, advertising.
Man.
Encouraging people to go out there, spend that money.
Waste it.
Yeah, yeah, be careful.
It's not careful.
Because we got 365 days of 2017 to deal with.
And you don't, you don't want to go in there mug broke.
Broke.
In debt.
All right.
Then look, I was just thinking about that. I was like my truck, somebody called me from the place I bought it from, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I had my truck since like 2010. So they called me, like, John, you still got this vehicle, such and such? I was like, yeah. We got to crunch some numbers and see what we can do for you. I'm like, do what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like,
you're in a new one.
I don't want. Like, I say, man, my truck driving good.
Okay.
I said, you know what? You know why it's driving so good? Because when the bill man, there's no bill man. I've owned the title free and clear.
There's no lien holder, no credit union, no bank.
Nothing.
Drives real good.
I'm excited. That is no more paying for. I'm so done.
Thanks for the offer, but no thanks.
That's it. And I see a lot of people going to go into the holiday season. They're going to go into it thinking that they deserve, like, I'm going to buy a new car. This is a new year. I got this much amount of money. Especially when you get a tax return or it's around the holiday season. Don't be into the, and I brought some pointers in, don't be into the impulse buy zone. They're going to play that music. They're like, this is an end of the year shopping, New Year's special.
Great deals. Discount. We got great deals on closeouts for the 2016.
Yeah, they
got
to sell them.
Thousands, man.
We got to make, here you go, we got to make room for 2017.
That's right.
Come and get it. MRS, what is it? Manufacturing retailer's price.
Yeah.
You get this price.
Less, $6,000 less.
Than the sticker price.
Yeah. Sticker price $70,000.
Bring your tax return. If you make at least $500, okay, we can drive off the lot.
Yeah, and you pay for the next 17 years.
Cause they doing 10-year loans now on cars too. Now.
Is that ridiculous?
So avoid the impulse buy. It's a season of giving, and it's like the people that work and they get a lot of time off. Like I know I'm an educator. Sometimes people have idle time. If you don't pay attention to idle time, you find yourself spending money you don't supposed to spend.
Mm-hmm.
So just structure your day and your time. Make sure you have more family activities. And avoid the impulse buying. Avoid it. That's my number one pet peeve. Then number two, we were talking about this. We were talking about this last week, me and you just conversating. Give the gift of charity.
Okay.
The gift of charity during this season time where you can get some old suit, when you can go to Men's Warehouse, give a suit, get a discount on the new one.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I got to do. I got a couple of suits.
Veterans.
That's an old school cut that I can't really – I'm not feeling the style no more. I'm going to go give one and get one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something I'm going to do. Some shoes. They got the things that you can give away, shoes that go towards charities. So let's clean that, clean those old clothes out so you can get a tax deduction too.
Yeah, that's a tax deduction. That's right.
For the Goodwill Industries or somewhere like the Salvation Army, those old clothes, those old those jeans nobody's not wearing no more, or the ones you pay $200 for, now it's a different design on the back and you can't wear them, you might think it's –
out of style, man.
You might be out of style now. And you got it like that, so you might as well give it to charity instead of just holding on to it if you got it like that. So just think about those things, a gift of charity.
Yeah, gift of charity this time of year.
I believe you mentioned this one, Tony. You talked about finding the hidden gems online for gifts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's definitely bargains online if you do your work and you just feel compelled to buy certain things that you need.
Yes, sir.
Okay, there are things that you do need on a daily basis. And if Christmas is the time that they want to discount those items to move them, then that's great. Take advantage of them and purchase them. But, just be wary that you limit yourself to the amount of money that you plan to spend for any item that you purchase at Christmas time. Because a lot of times they'll say you can get free shipping if it's $89. You just bought a product that's $69. So now in order to get free shipping, you'll probably go back in and spend $40, which will take you over the free shipping, and that's how they get you.
That's how they get you. You spend $75, you get free shipping.
Right.
So you got a $69 pair of shoes or pants. Like, I'll just go on and get this. And what I've noticed also is this is a season where usually people that don't get approved for credit, I can't remember the name of it specifically. They have a model where they have certain seasons where they'll boost the business credit for their businesses,
mm-hmm,
and they'll lend out financial credit to at-risk people, people with subpar credit scores, low 600s. And you'll find yourself, if you want to apply for something, if you're that type of person, now's the time to apply. But okay, you're going to be higher, though, so I don't think it's a good idea for you. But if you've been really crunched to get something, this is the season to apply, because a lot of people, credit reports are getting hit up. When the credit reporting agencies are doing their due diligence, this is the time where the leashes are on a hold when they get removed things from your credit report. This is a stall time for them.
Yeah.
This is that end-of-the-year hustle. Well, when you go on into January, the process speed back up again, but not any, many people is working in those places. So it's a lot of it's a freeze on that almost.
Right. But if you know if an appliance dies, you know, if your refrigerator goes out, you got to have one, right?
Yes, sir.
And you don't have an emergency fund to go purchase one, then these situations might make sense. You know, a stove, a refrigerator, washer, dryer, things that you can use throughout the year. But it's unfortunate it might have failed at this time of the year. But if the manufacturers or the big box stores is extending credit for those on the lower level, then yeah, take advantage of it, but pay it off as soon as possible.
That's right. So that brings another point up. Eliminate superfluous expenditures, like when you buying things that you really, really don't necessarily need in your life. Just tremendously.
You got
like
3 42-inch TVs in the house. You got 3, but I want a 50.
70 inch. Then the other day I see somebody had a TV that was like that poster that you can bend it.
Oh,
fold
really?
It. So
gotta have it.
What's the purpose for that?
You can't watch but one, maybe two at a time.
My TV can roll up like a poster. What's the difference? You just tell somebody you got it.
Right. No. TV go out. All righty.
And then if you got that much money to buy a TV like that, you not even be at home.
Evidently, you're probably working a lot of hours.
Or you got your business doing so good, you just don't even have to watch TV.
Right. Think about it that way. Yeah, how many TVs do you need? We had one TV in the house, right, Charles?
Yeah.
One TV.
We got one TV, and I don't even watch it. And I was telling my students the other day, I said, I'm about to get that TV away. They're like, what do you mean? How do you do? I say, how do you entertain yourself? I say, I entertain myself with my brand.
Okay.
It's like, what do you mean your brand? We was reading a book about Muhammad Ali today in class, and we were talking about the boxing business. You probably can relate with this, on how they boost up the gate as if the boxer's going to make so much money. Say this is an example they gave, Tony. They said a $200 purse, $200,000 purse, right, from ticket sales and gate.
Right.
And they said the boxer would get $20,000.
Then 10%.
He had to pay. Yeah, he had to pay his management and all this and all this. And at the end, he might end up with $2,000. But then they boost this supposedly number up so large that it makes other people buy into the pay-per-view, other things.
Mm-hmm.
And the number when the number finally come out, it don't really be that number.
No, because there's so many other entities that's involved in pilfering off this model, if you will. There's a lot of things that's going into this marketing and promotions, and don't forget the taxation. But yeah. You know, but one thing happened in boxing that Muhammad Ali never had the privilege of doing is, regardless of what you think about Mayweather, when he started promoting his own fights,
that's right,
he was like, wait a minute.
He controlled everything.
Yeah, I'm paying a promoter to basically set up all the marketing, which through radio, television, print media, to promote my fight, and then they're going to take a percentage of the cut off of it. He was like, I can do that.
And he brought his own money team in.
And he brought his own team in, Oscar De La Hoya.
Then they sent him the same thing. Then you could tell, like, they sent him to jail after that. So as soon as Floyd did that, when he brought his own team in, he started having legal problems.
Yeah.
So look at that. So that, you look at how America try to control people that need to think for themselves.
Mm-hmm. But that's a prime example of the boxing game. And also in athletics, in professional athletics. There are guys that have agents.
And guys that don't.
And those are guys that do their own negotiating.
And they pay a lawyer just to look at their contract.
Yeah.
And they take the money, and they take it into annuities. Like, look, I'm going to take it in an annuity, invest
Kawhi
this.
Kawhi Leonard.
Do this. Yes. And all I need is this to live off of. I'm good. And Kawhi Leonard, he's living, like, he got another car, but
he finally upgraded. Yeah,
he got the Tahoe, but he got something else, too.
Okay,
you
then.
Know, he just ain't riding the Tahoe, but he keep it, though, to go to practice in and go dip in and out the stadium.
Right.
But he got a sweet car too. But the whole point is he's humble enough and he understands, like, I don't need to live off all these millions.
Mm-mm.
I can bank these millions and keep on getting the interest and figure out how to every quarter I could pull from the interest.
That's right. And there's a legacy for his family, for his kids, kids, grandkids, and great-grandkids. There's going to be a legacy.
Yes.
That he can leave, okay, because he's been blessed. He's had an opportunity to take advantage of the system that pays these athletes enormous amounts of money. And it's your choice if you want to squander it, blow it, buy dumb stuff. That's your choice.
Right.
Or if you want to take a look at it and say, you know, here's an opportunity to really make sure that my family can be financially secure for the rest of my life, their lives, and their kids' lives. So
that brings up our next point. Christmas is not the time to go above and beyond.
No, it's not. It's not, man. And unfortunately, there's a lot of folks that do.
And I know one thing that I notice is a lot of engagements try to happen during Christmas time.
Really?
That's I just seen the history of it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I didn't get engaged over Christmas time.
Okay.
I knew better.
So when you get engaged, it means you have to go see the jeweler.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's that season.
Okay, then. And you have to get that ring.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. That makes sense for the girl.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. That's a good Christmas.
Yeah.
So you already know who people that got an anniversary during Christmas time.
What happened?
What happened?
Okay.
Somebody felt that Christmas spirit, walked in the store.
That ring.
They saw
still
that.
Together.
Saw that average. Hey, I know. Hope they're still together because that's one drawback from that. That's an impulse buy.
Right.
If the holiday season make you want to get engaged, something wrong.
And, you know, on that subject, if.
If God want to get you to get engaged.
Okay.
That's different. It's a season for being for the spirit. But I'm just saying, don't let the money move you.
No.
Don't let it control you. I don't take God out of context. I know this is Jesus' holiday, and a lot of times with everything going on, people think it's a commercial holiday.
Well, we have commercialized it, okay, for those that lose sight of it. But ultimately, the day was designed to honor the birth of Christ. The point I was going to make before we move on is when we're talking about overdoing it.
Yes, sir.
You know, say you've been blessed and you have extra amount of dollars and you want to help somebody, okay, which is good. You know, pay a bill, all right? Talked about that. Pay a bill for them. You know, if they got something that's broke, their car is broke or whatever, fix their car for them. Make that their Christmas gift versus buying something that they probably won't need or throw away. So just be mindful when you do go out to shop for whoever that individual is, what do they really need the most? You know, if they're struggling, best thing you can do is probably help pay a bill for them. So don't lose sight on that. But be careful. Don't overdo it. Because come the first of the year, you will have to pay the piper.
You'll feel guilty. Like, you're going to have a great time for the holiday season. At least I had a good time. Credit's going smashed.
Mailbox full. Bills.
And they knocking at your door. You're like, man, this holiday season was nice. I bought this sweater. I bought this. I bought that. And now you look, January 1st come around. And especially if you type person get taxes back, they done ate all that tax money up. Because you done had too much eggnog.
Okay.
So I'm just keeping it real with you all in the real world. Next one says, make your own Christmas gifts.
Oh, that's interesting.
Make your own.
Okay. Right. There are some talented people.
Yeah, talented people.
Yeah, people know how to bake. Some people sew. Carpenters, you know, those kind of things. You're right. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong.
Yeah.
It's a sentimental value to it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my dad made us. I'm laughing before I even got the idea out. And I know if my sister them or anybody from my family listening to this or anybody close related to me, they had these scooters, Tony. They had these two wheels. They had a little bike wheel on the front.
And I remember seeing those.
And a little wheel on the back, right? Mm-hmm. And it was like a bike. It had bike handlebars, and they had the girl ones and the boy ones. Well, I wanted one of those scooters, right? And my daddy, being a Tech 5 in the military in World War II, he made us some scooters. I'm going to tell you what he did.
Okay, that's my boy, man.
For Christmas. They was wrapped, too. And they were spray painted, everything. It looked like the real thing.
Okay.
He took some old handlebars from somewhere, probably for plumbing pipes or something, put some grips on them from Myers or something like that.
Okay.
And took some 2x4s and skateboard wheels, and we had some scooters. And you know what? Every kid in the neighborhood wanted our scooter.
Okay. Oh, man.
They was like, I want one of them. I was like, if it rained, my scooter done. We ran too hard.
That's my guy, man. I like that.
My scooter was at Wood Grain. I knew what Wood Grain was on my scooter. I remember that. That was a makeshift Christmas gift, brother.
But hey, it served its purpose. You had a gift.
And then it was like, and you said, I played with it. And my friends played with it. Like, I want to ride that. I was like, you know, my daddy made this with some hammers and some nails.
Man, your daddy was a hero.
They was like, I want that.
Oh, that's yeah, a great story.
It was bad. My dad, like, I'm not buying that bike from there. We're gonna make you something.
We're gonna make it, man. Because it's probably lasted longer anyway.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
Ones that was made in Japan probably wouldn't last till February.
Ooh, Lord. Yes,
yeah, that's good.
Man, it's a website I use, and I use it for advertisement. I want to share it with the audience. It's called Fiverr. I don't know if I pronounced it right. Fiverr.com. Mm-hmm. I use it to make whiteboard commercials, marketing ads for me. You can make somebody a character for Christmas.
Mm. Okay.
Like send them a picture of somebody through a file and say, make this character, make this quick little commercial for me. It's like $20.
Oh, that's lit.
And they have a download file of a movie of them as a cartoon doing something.
Lit. Okay. Yeah. So, it's inexpensive.
Yeah, it's inexpensive. And it's a sentimental value. Like, oh, this person seeing me as this way and as this and that. I think that's pretty good. It's a marketing tool for people that got that gift. In programming, computer programming, where you can buy somebody a Christmas gift where it's just them. It could be somebody singing, some carols or anything, but it could be a cartoon figure. So that website is Fiverr, www.fiverr.com. That's a cheap and inexpensive gift that has some value. You can have a melody to it or something like
yeah,
that.
That's slick.
Small video.
That's cool, man.
The next one I have is to kill two birds with one stone. Being able to get a gift that serves in duality.
Like, okay.
Get a gift that somebody can go to work with.
All right.
Like, ladies, if your man ain't got no job, buy him some work clothes. Don't buy him no jeans and no leather coat. Right. Get him a Carhartt jacket.
Okay.
Get him some work boots.
Yeah, he opened it up. He said, what am I supposed to do with this? You tell him, go to work.
Get off the couch. Get a job. Put this on.
That's it.
So that's get a gift that serves in duality.
That's good. That's
you know,
good.
If he's a barber, buy him some professional, get him some bevel blades. I don't know where it works, but just get something that serves a purpose.
Yeah, do a purpose.
Yes. So yeah. Like, I'm buying him this gift. It's going to make sure it's going to work with our budget. It's going to help our budget at home because he loves to do this. I might as well get it, upgrade his equipment
right.
So he can be better at what he does, and that's going to help our income. So being able to serve a purpose like that.
Okay. Yeah. So if somebody bake, you know, get him some bakeware.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, maybe they'll bake you a cake.
Yep. I've been getting a subscription to Kipling's.
Yeah, Kipling's.
And it's a pretty good financial forecast, and it's got these budgeting tools in for your everyday style. So I'm just going to run off a couple of the websites for them, so they can just hear some ideas. You want to budget the easy way. The first website is www.mint.com. And these are just different tools and apps you can use that can merge even some of your bank accounts, some of your credit cards, and it can help you with budgeting. The second one is your app for a deep dive. That's like basically you got so much going on that you really need some help. It's you need a budget. You got just so much.
Mm-hmm.
And it's www.ynab.com. The third one is you the hands-on type. You like to be able to touch things and see where they're going. That's spendee.com, spendee.com. It's another one. So these are just some apps that people can use to make sure that you the old-fashioned way, you like the envelope. Envelopes, MVELOPES.com. And you're an investor who wants the big picture, the personalcapital.com. I like that. I like to see the big picture when I get into things and when I try to save money and see where I can just have fun with money. Like I'm not into really like buying material things anymore. I'm into like seeing where my money can go and
watch it grow. You want to see your money grow.
And how can I build my brand? I want to get paid for helping people.
Okay.
So it's like the more and more I help people, I get excited about that and figuring out how can I maximize my marketing way and my brand. So when people see me, my name is synonymous with certain things. So I just read books like Kipling's, Forbes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to get that. I'm finding myself by studying more and more and I'm spending my Friday and Saturday nights, I'm having a good time with my wife, but my nights are ending earlier where I'm not out the house past 10 or 11 o'clock unless I'm doing something.
With the basketball team.
Basketball team or business-wise. And I find myself talking to either one of these people, accountant, my IT developer, someone that's an affiliate of one of my businesses, or an attorney. I'm talking to someone all the time that's either building my life. And that's what I want to see in our community, where we're building more conversations about growing financially, spiritually, and physically. And I think when you start getting on that accord, you'll find your days filled. I was listening to a pastor the other day. He was talking about prosperity can be a bad thing because the byproduct of prosperity is time. Now, if you're somebody that wishes to be rich and you don't know what to do with your time right now, you're not going to be rich that long, or you're going to find yourself in some legal trouble or depression.
Okay. It's pretty obvious, man.
And I remember we were talking to DJ Q89 before we came in, and we were just talking about doing business right in our city, in the city of Muskegon. When things are open at the ground level for you, when I see somebody starting something up, that's the best time to get on. When you see a music artist or someone get ready to start something, and during this time of year, December, things phase out and people get like fresh ideas. They say, I want to restructure my life. I want to do my credit over. I want to build this business. I feel like I can go into the music industry. I want to work with radio, or I want to do certain things. This is the best time. So just having that conversation with him, talking about getting in at the ground level, that's when you want to be in with people when they're starting out. And you want to make sure that you got everything on the right track. So when somebody call you for an opportunity, you're prepared.
That's good. You got to do your homework. You know, you got to do your research. You got to have knowledge. Knowledge is power. And the more knowledge you have, the more powerful you can be. Because when opportunities come, you want to make sure that you've prepared yourself to process that information, to make sure this is really what you want to do, invest in, because all investments aren't good, right?
No, they're not. No.
So, you know, you need to be prepared when it comes to getting involved and making those investments. And like you say, Chauncey, we're ending 2016. So if there were any goals that you had that you didn't accomplish in 2016, and it's time to reset the clock.
Yes, sir.
All right? You reset the clock to 2017, reflect 2016, find out where my misses were. What did I miss? And prepare yourself to not make those same mistakes in 2017 in order to be successful in whatever it might be. Okay? Personal, financial, credit. Whatever it is, it's time to start doing that inventory and getting ready for 2017.
All right. Well, I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.